Somebody's phone's ringing. Hello?
Protect you against the cost of repairs. If you have not responded to this notification, it's not too late. Please don't make the mistake of driving without a warranty. You are still eligible to reactivate warranty coverage. This is the final call before we close the file. Press 2 to be removed from the follow-up list, or press 1 to speak with a representative now about your vehicle.
Let's talk to this fraud organization. Hi, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Would you like to extend or reinstate the warranty on your car today?
That's the extend the warranty on my new car?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, sir, for information, I will transfer this call to my warranty specialist. He will explain you what and all the warranty covers your car and for how long the warranty will be on your car, all right?
All right.
And the manner, the make and model of your car you drive?
Yeah, it's a 1990 Toyota.
All right. It's 1999 Ford?
Yes.
All right, John. What type of Ford it is, sir? Is it a Ford Explorer or is it a Ford Expedition?
We're here live on the radio on X106.1 FM with a fraudulent telephone call scam coming from out of the country. They may have called your car or your house and asked to extend your new car warranty. It's actually a fraud organization defrauding people over the telephone. If it wasn't so noisy at your telephone, you'd be able to hear me better. Yes, can you hear me? I suspect that you're committing fraud.
All right, so I'll call you back, Craig.
Okay, have you guys ever got a call like that where they wanted to frantically extend the new car warranty and you don't have a new car? Oh, he's calling back. Let's see if we can get a little better connection with that guy. Hi, this is the fraud hotline.
Could you just confirm the make and model of your car you drive? What's the make of your car, sir?
It's a Ford Pinto,
All right, I got it. Ford Pinto. All right, and approximately how many miles do you have on your Ford? Is it a more than 150,000 or is it somewhere 148 or 147,000?
It's about 99,000.
Sorry, sir?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Is it a 99,000?
Can you possibly listen with both ears?
Yes, sir. It's a Ford Windstar. You have approximately 99,000?
Yes, that sounds about right.
All right, sir. And how do you spell your name, sir?
My name is Nokia. It's N-O-K-I-A.
And how do you spell your last name, sir?
My last name is Fraud.
All right, so just give me a moment. I will transfer this call to my floor supervisor, sir.
Hello?
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 Am I talking to Nokia?
Yes. My last name is Fraud.
How do you spell that? It's F-R-A-U-D?
There you go.
Nokia
Fraud, yes.
Oh, Mr. Fraud, I got it. Mr. Fraud, what's the zip code where you live in?
I live here in the 95350.
95350, I got it, Mr. Fraud. And
will you be able to extend the warranty on my new car?
Exactly, absolutely. I'll be helping you to extend the warranty, Mr. Fraud. Let me confirm the details that you have given to my... That is, you have a 1996 Ford Windstar?
Yes.
And approximately 99,000 miles on it, right?
About 99,000.
And your first name is Nokia, right?
Nokia Fraud, yes.
N-O-K-I-A.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Fraud, is this a lease car or are you on this car?
Oh, this is a new car.
Are you financially responsible for the maintenance and repairs on this car?
Oh, very much so.
And have you recently purchased any extended warranty on your Windstar?
I thought that's what we were doing right now.
Okay, thank you for all that information, Mr. Fraud. I will be transferring this call to my senior warranty specialist now, and he or she will give you more information about the warranty in a car, okay?
Are you sure you spelled my name correctly?
Yes, Mr. Nokia Fraud, please be online.
Thank you for helping me very much. We're here at the radio station receiving a fraudulent telephone call from those folks that want to extend your new car warranty. He's proceeded to ask me some personal information, and I've been personally less than cooperative. Let's all dance to the music. When he calls back, let's ask him to wait for us. We've been disconnected. 5 minutes and 48 seconds until they figured out that Mr. Nokia Fraud might be somebody having fun with him. Okay, so if there's somebody who's been fraudulently defraudulating you, the radio station could probably help you out with that. A little bit of media goes a long ways. So the important thing is to not be taken. Don't let companies take advantage of you. And for God's sakes, don't give out personal information to people who cold call you like that. It could come in the form of an email, too. So if you get an email, you should always be suspicious of any email you get. And even if it appears to come from someone you know, don't respond with personal information. Time after time after time, you will receive messages from what you think may have been your bank or the Internal Revenue Service or somebody who owes you money. You know, don't respond to those emails with personal information. A bank will never send you an email and ask for personal information. The IRS will never send you an email and ask for personal information because it's too easy to participate in fraud that way. Always make sure you're talking to who you think you're talking to. The best way to do that is to originate the call yourself from a telephone number out of the phone book. But should always be wary when somebody calls you up and is more interested in getting personal information from you than giving you the details of their business offer. So that's a great example of that. That's the fun things you can do during your recording session. So what else can we do here? Well, if there's an announcement we can make for your nonprofit organization, we'd love to help you out here. That's what community radio stations do. Now, I know a lot of people here in the Modesto area, they don't know that because we've never had a community radio station. We've always had corporate radio stations or a privately owned for-profit stations. Now, they're all in a couple of buildings here in town, Clear Channel and Citadel Broadcasting and a couple other groups in town. They have control of our media, and they're not going to give it back. But luckily, there are some alternatives, and X106.1 FM is definitely an alternative. We are non-commercial, and we are free speech, we are the real news, and we are local bands. Tell your friends about us, won't you? X106.1 FM, and on the internet, we broadcast to the world at KQRP.com. Always commercial free. Hi, this is Nokia Fraud, reminding you not to give out personal information over the telephone or to respond to emails with your personal information. This is how people's identity is stolen. And most of all, watch out for that extend your new car warranty fraudulent call.